Mem Beis, three lines from the bottom. Vomer Rabba Ki Havinan Bar Beirafuna. So again, this is one of the questions that Rabba said they discussed when he was learning the Shiva of Rav Huna. He boiled and we had the following question. Bar Beirav, the Yosef Batanisa B'mali Shabbat, a person who's fasting on Erev Shabbos, Ma'ola Shlumei, does he complete his tainus? Is he allowed to complete his tainus and go into Shabbos in a state of being without eating, in a state of affliction? Because he's mekabel tainus, you have to finish the tainus. Or do you say you can't go into Shabbos in that situation? Lo hava biyodei. Rav Huna did not have any source to prove his questions. He didn't know what the answer was. Asoy lekameid de Rav Yehuda. So when I came to Rav Yehuda's yeshiva, he didn't know what to say either. Amar Rava. So that's what Rava said. So Rava left it as a question. So Amar Rava, Rava said, one of Rava's Talmidim says, Nechseyanan, let's try and figure it out ourselves. Let's see.
Some say it's Rava.
And some say it's yours is Rava, yeah. Which would fit with the flow of the Gemara before. The Tanya for the Rundan of Brisa, Tisha B'av Shechalias B'Shabbos. Tisha B'av can fall out on Shabbos, and we push it off till after Shabbos. Okay, an Erev Tisha B'av Shechalias B'Shabbos. Or you could have a case of Erev Tisha B'av, which comes out on Shabbos again, so then Tisha B'av is Motzi Shabbos. In both ways, Tisha B'av is Motzi Shabbos. So Ochel B'Shabbos is called Tzarchai. A person can eat as much as he wants on Shabbos. As opposed to normally, there's a loch of the Sudas Mavsekas, you have a limited of what you're allowed to eat. So over here, there's no din of Sudas Mavsekas. In a case where Tisha B'av is Motzi Shabbos, the Suda on Shabbos is not limited at all. Let us see.
I know, let us see that.
I feel like a Suda Shlomo B'Shaito. He's allowed to put on his table. Even like the Suda of Shlomo Melech B'Shaita, when he was, you know, in his glory, his phenomenally luxurious Suda, that's permitted. Okay, now Chaliyos Tisha B'av Be'erev Shabbos, which doesn't happen in our calendar, but when they were setting the calendar based on sighting, based on the Adim seeing the Levana, so it's possible Tisha B'av could come out to be an Erev Shabbos. So Mavin Loi Kebeya, they would bring him a Kebeya's worth of food at the end of the Tainus. V'oichol Kadesh Lo Yikonos the Shabbos Kishuhu Ma'una. Or they should not enter the Shabbos in a state of affliction. So it's pretty clear in the Brisa that the Brisa says you can't go into Shabbos, even Tisha B'av, which you've achieved to fast, you can't go into Shabbos in a state of inui. So they would have to interrupt the Tainus at the end of the day and eat something. Okay. Mitanya, Omar Rebbe Yehuda, Hamachas Hayinu Yoshim, another brisa that Rebbe Yehuda says, Hamachas Hayinu Yoshim, Lethen Rebbe Kiva, but Tisha B'av Shechal Liyos B'Erev Shabbos. This actually occurred that Tisha B'av came out to be an Erev Shabbos. We were sitting there with Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Eloi Be'a Mikogelis. They brought him a soft cooked egg. Vigama below melech, and he swallowed down without any salt, which means it didn't taste so good. But the point was, lo shahoya toyev lo, not because he had a desire to eat it. Ella laharas atamidim halacha, the teacher tamidim the halacha that you at tainus at Erev Shabbos you do not complete the tainus. Rabbi Yosi Armer misano umash, Rabbi Yosi disagrees and says that that's not true. You are misano and mashim, you complete the tainus and you go into Shabbos still in a state of tainus. Amal and Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi says to the Chachamim, "Iatem Moedimli, do you not agree? B'tishah of Shachal Liyos be'echad b'Shabbos, shemafzik mi b'aydon. In case where Tishah starts on Motzi Shabbos, that you start the tainus as soon as the sun sets, even though, or a little before the moment before that, you have to stop eating. So even though theoretically this is still a time of Shabbos, but you're fasting on Shabbos." So it means you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. So what's the difference between Amaloi Avol, that is true. Avol means yes. Or it's true. There's an Isra of fasting on Shabbos. And here we're saying that the Isra of fasting on Shabbos is relevant to the Ben Hashmash's period of Arab Shabbos. It's relevant to the Ben Hashmash's period of Motzei Shabbos. And the same way Motzei Shabbos, you agree you're allowed to fast, but you're fasting on Shabbos. So what's the difference in fasting on Motzei Shabbos and fasting on Arab Shabbos? Why are you arguing with me? If you tell me you're, I mean, you see you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. In a case where a person has a chi of tainus. So Amar Lois, the Chama said back to Rabbi Yossi, Ima Marta Lotzeis Mimeno, if we were going to be lenient in a case where it's leaving Shabbos, which means the tainus is starting on Motzei Shabbos, and you're going to start fasting on Shabbos at the end, over there, the Kesherei Ochel Bashosa, Kol Yom Kula, it's not obvious that you're fasting. You've eaten the whole day, so it's not obvious that you're fasting. So that's why we allowed it, because it's not really a state of inuy on Shabbos. Now, I just want to point out there is a halacha that a person is not allowed to, you know, a person can't fast on Shabbos. It has two applications: A, that a person should not go till chatzos without eating or drinking something. That's number one. Number two, a person cannot halacha. The person cannot refrain from eating, even for a very short period of time, l'shem tainus. You cannot fast on Shabbos. So I'm like, you know, so the person wakes up in the morning and says, "Oh, I'm going to fast today." And he fasts for 5 minutes. That's an isser. You can't fast on Shabbos. Well, I can go 5 minutes without drinking or eating. I mean, I probably go every Shabbos 5 minutes without eating or drinking. That's true. But if you do it l'shem tainus, it's osir. And so here's the chiddush over here. We're doing it l'shem tainus and it's mutter. Because since it's not obvious, and there is a key of tightness over here, we're going to allow that. Okay, timer likonis, but should we be lenient with the beginning of Shabbos, which means Tisha B'av Arab Shabbos? Kishahum una shali ochel v'shasa kol yom kula. He hasn't eaten or drank for 23 and a half hours or more, and so he's obviously in a state of affliction. He's going into Shabbos with an obvious state of affliction. We're not going to be lenient over there. So this is all Rava's thought process, and Rava says in the end of the day that Ula said we pass like Rabbi Yossi, that you fast. So your question was, what do we do? We have a fairish psak from Ula that the law is that you fast. Okay, the Mar says, really? When we have dinah like Rabbi Yossi, do we do like Rabbi Yossi in this halacha? So the Mar is going to challenge the psak of Ula. Ramini, I'll ask you a stira. Okay, it's a braisa. Actually, I think it's a mishnah. And goes in tainus alatibra b'roshay chadoshim. So the mishnah tainus goes to what they had when it was in Eretz Yisrael, there was no rain. If they had reached a certain point, the bezin would enact the chiv for people to fast a series of tanesim. So the series of tanesim, there was three tanesim. The first three tenesim you start in the morning. It wasn't the full 24 hours. It was started in the morning, and it would go until nightfall. And that was a Monday, a Thursday, and a Monday. And if those three tenesim went by and they still didn't have any rain, then they would start a series of seven tenesim, which were full 24-hour tenesim, with an Isser of Rechitza, like Tisha B'Av, the full Isserim, etc. If that didn't work, then they would have another three tenesim afterwards. And after that, the Yechidim would continue to fast. These sets of tenesim, so the law is you can't start them. It goes in tenesim al-tzibur b'rosh e-chadoshim b'chanukah b'purim. You can't start it would start on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim. Vim hischilu Ein mafsikin, but if they already started a series of tenesim and these tenesim, one of them fell out on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim. So ein mafsikin, they really become ill. We don't interrupt the series of tenesim, which means you fast on these on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim. Dibur Rabbi Gamliel, that's what Rabbi Gamliel says. Amar Meir, Even though Ramil said that you do not interrupt the time, the series of Tanais, which means you fast on these days, but he agrees that you do not complete the fast, which means that sometime before the end of the day you would have to eat something. The price is it became B'tishabov Shechal Yisbe'er Shabbos, and similarly B'tishabov, which comes out on Erev Shabbos, you would not complete the fast. So we have Rameir also saying that's the halacha. Okay, B'tanya. So far, good. So we have Rabbi Yossi argues, and we'll pass like Rabbi Yossi. Where do you see that we're challenging that we calculate pass like Rabbi Yossi? We don't do like that. Well, we haven't seen that yet. B'tanya. Lacher Pitirosa Shell, no, the Girsa should be Rabbi Gamliel. After Rabbi Gamliel died, Nicholas Rabbi Yeshua, the Huffer's divorce. Yeshua came in to Yeshiva and he had an argument to prove Rabbi Gamliel wrong, to annul his words. So Amad Rabbi Yechon Menuri al Raglov. Rabbi Yechon Menuri got up to protest that you can't present this when he's not here to defend and argue back. You can't do that. So he said the following: the Bosseresha Gufa Ozel, that we the head schleps the rest of the body with. So the same way that's true, whatever we've been doing until now, it's like the beginning. That's the head. And that should bring the tail with it, what comes later. So, all of the lifetime of Rabbi Gamliel, we paskins, that you do not complete the tainus, you fast, but the Rameir says, but you do not complete the tainus, and now, now you want to come and be mevata what he's done. We already established that's the halacha. That's what we've been doing. So we will continue to do the way we've been doing until now. Where the beginning will define the end. So the head will define the body. So Yeshua, ain't shema l'cha. We're not going to accept what you're saying. Shekar niktam halacha to Rabbi Gamliel. So l'ho yadam sha'ar ira b'davar. Klum, nobody seemed to have any disagreement with that decision. So, and Rameir said Ramil's position was that you do not complete the tainus. More answers. That you're right. But so you see clearly that they actually did, like Rabbi Gamliel, not, which means you do not complete the tainus, and your Rameir says you do complete the tainus. And you're saying we pass like Rabbi Yossi when we see clearly that they were noyig, halacha lemaisa, like, not like that. Some more answers. B'darsha Rabbi Yossi, I'm sorry. B'darsha Rabbi Gamliel, Abed Kir Rabbi Gamliel. B'darsha Rabbi Yossi, Abed Kir Rabbi Yossi. They did change the halacha. There was even though Rechem Anuri was able to respond to Rabbi Yeshua, who was a contemporary of Rabbi Gamliel, and stop his action of passing not like Rabbi Gamliel. But Rabbi Yossi came along, and Rabbi Yossi was passing that's not the halacha. And they were, and the Bezdin, the Chachamim decided that Rabbi Yossi is correct. Morris says, "Really? Ubedarsh Rabbi Gamliel, Ovik Rabbi Gamliel. Is that true that they did like Rabbi Gamliel? You're telling me that Halacha Lamaisa said they did." So Morris is going to challenge that. But then let's see Rashi first. I think we're on the top Rashi. B'chein Erev Tisha B'av Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. So the Brisa says, in a case where Erev Tishba comes out to be on Shabbos, the first two cases of the Brisa were where Tishba was Motzi Shabbos. So you would start the Tainus by before the end of the day. So when it comes out to be Erev Shabbos, they would interrupt the Tainus before the Shabbos started. Avisha imchal yes bechol lo yoichol shnei tavshilin. I'm sorry. Erev Tishba is Chalitza. That's the case of referring to where Tishba was Motzi Shabbos. Erev Tishba was on Shabbos. Shabbos was the eighth day of Av. So Tishba was Motzi Shabbos. Even though during the weekdays, the halacha is the Erev Tishba, the last meal, the Siddur Hamsekas, you can't have two cooked items. You can't eat meat, you can't drink wine. But since it's on Shabbos, you can eat ochel kol tzarchei, you can eat as much as you want. B'shaita, like Shimon Melech at his time, in his glory. Shayisa shaita emetis loy b'malchusay, when his sun was still shining. The Melech b'hedyat hoya. The reason why we're stressing that, because the Gemara says in Gittin that he was deposed from his throne. So you say the Sura Shlomo maybe meant after he was deposed. You know, I don't know what he ate after he was deposed. He had some hard bread. No, we're talking about when he was still the king, and his Sura was tremendous. Megugelis, he ate Rabbi Kiva ate an egg. Megugelis tliya raka, it was soft boiled. Laharis halacha shemashlimim tainus erev Shabbos, to teach the halacha that you don't complete the tainus if it's erev Shabbos. So Rabbi Yossi said that you do. So he said to Chaman, don't you agree in the case where it's Motzi Shabbos, Shumafsik Suda Mibayim, you stop eating by day. So Tzarech Lechol Mibayim, you have to eat when it's still daytime before the sun sets. That's when you eat. You can't continue eating afterwards. Makabel Tainus Alav Mishagamar Lechol, and when you stop eating, you accept the Tainus. I'll be Shu Shabbos, even though it's Shabbos. So they said, Avol Be'emes, that is true. So he said, so what's the difference going into Shabbos fasting? Going out when you're fasting. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, but Tisha says, he says, you are allowed to fast. So what's the difference?
Who says that are
fast? Okay. We brought a brisa which said you don't make the tainus of the tzibur and Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah Purim. Sheskilo lisanus, you already started the process of these tanesim, chofer lamad yom, 20 or 30 days, inclusive ben yom Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh, it came out to be Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh. So loch is that you fast, but Rebbe Meir says, even though you fast, ema shlimin. Shema shlimin, tainus b'chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, lihanus, lisanus kol yom. You can't fast the whole day. And it says, "V'chei Tishah B'av Shachali Erev Shabbos." The case of Tishah B'av is an Erev Shabbos. Nami Emesh Liman. So that's what Rameir said in Rav Gamliel. So Rabbi Shul came along to disagree, and Rabbi Yechim Anuri protested. You come on the Vatlas Devorah V'Olam Emesh Liman, and you're going to say that you want to argue that you do complete the Tainus. Well, but that's not true. Chaziyah No, the Bosa Reisha Gufa Ozel Reni B'Din. I see that it's proper. We have to go according to the original way we were doing the opinion, which is Rabbi Gamliel. Nobody protested. Alma Ema Shimon, we see that the Pesach was Ema Shimon. Some more answers in Rabbi Gamliel's door, they were not Mashlim. He came later on. Shavkua did Rabbi Gamliel. They left Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. They pass on the Kabbalah that it's mutter to fast on Tisha B'Av going into Shabbos to be master of the Tainus. In our calendar, this doesn't happen. The only way it happens, the only time it happens is that Sorbatavis can fall out on Erev Shabbos. Actually, I think this year falls out on Erev Shabbos, if I recall correctly.
So is this because, they were careful to stick with Rav Gamliel's psak? Is that only because, who was the one to move Vatel his Dvarav? Rabbi Shua was a contemporary, and Rabbi Yossi came.
That's the more seems to be saying. That. He always used a contemporary. You already had the argument. We discussed it already. You're not adding any new information so that you have the right to change it. Rabbi Yossi is a new opinion. He's coming from a new perspective and he can present his arguments. Right? But you're not, it wasn't when Shua came with new proofs that they hadn't discussed in the time of Rabbi Gamliel, so you can't change anything.
But Rabbi Yossi was the new head?
He was. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Eliezer were all contemporaries. So I don't know where Eliezer was at this point in time. It doesn't say.
Good morning, Rabbi Greengar.
Rabbi Shua, the head of the yeshiva afterwards. I think Rabbi Gamliel's son. Well, regards to Nasi, he wasn't the Nasi. Was he Rosh Yeshiva? I think he was. Okay. So the Mor again, it's back in the Gemara. The Mor says, so really we did like Rabbi Gamliel in the time of, in his generation, we did like Rabbi Gamliel. But there's Rabbi Gamliel, all but Rabbi Gamliel back on the Gemara. Even in Rabbi Gamliel's times, that we do like him. So even that, we're challenging, right? But Tanya, we learned it right. So I'm Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik. Ani mibnei Sanov ben Binyamin. Tosis says the Gerson should be Sanov ben Binyamin. So Binyamin was the name of the, he was from Shevet Binyamin. So he was from the family of Sanov, which is from the family of from the Shevet Binyamin. And there's Mishnah sometimes to talk about that there was something called a Korban Eitzim. Korban Eitzim was that there was different families when they came back to the Beis Hamikdash to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash by Sheni. They undertook to provide the wood for the Beis Hamikdash. The mission goes to a list of 10 or 11 families that had undertaken. Well, actually, it wasn't. Some of them, one of them repeated. So it was 10 or 11 times during the year that these families would bring wood for the mizbeach. And they would bring wood from the mizbeach. They would also bring karbonas, animals, with it also. And it was considered a for them, the day of bringing a korban is considered a yom tov. We have this in Pesach in the beginning of the fourth parak. The Yerushalmi says that the halacha is that a person brings a korban, the day that he brought a korban to the Beis Hamikdash was considered a yom tov for him. That's why we don't do malacha in Erev Pesach. There's limitations doing malacha because since it's a time for bringing a korban, therefore it's considered a yom tov.
After Chatzos.
So part of their halacha is they don't fast in those days. It's part of the halacha that that's considered a yom tov, so you don't fast in that day. So he says, so Bnei, son of Binyamin, their day was the tenth of Av. They had undertaken to bring the wood to the Beis Hamikdash on the tenth of Av. Every year on the 10th of Av, they would come and bring wood to the Beis Hamikdash with Kerbonis and celebrate it that. Well, Hamachas Chal Tishav Lios B'Shabbos with Dechinu L'Acher Shabbos. So they push it off till after Shabbos. So now what do you do? So you have that it's a Yom Tov for them. It was a personal Yom Tov for them. You have, on the other hand, it's Tishav Av, or it's the day where Klal Yisrael is fasting for the 9th of Av, on the 10th of, they're fasting on the 10th of Av. So they weren't mashlim. Why? Because that day was Yom Tov. So that sounds like Rabbi Gamliel. They weren't mashlim. They didn't complete the tainus. The Mor says no. He stressed time of the Yom Tov. The reason why they didn't complete the tainus is because he stressed today was that day was their Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov Mashlim, we could infer that had it been Erev Yom Tov, you would be Mashlim, not like Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, so how do you see that? Where's the diyuk? See, here's the thought process. Remember, for them, Yud Av was always a Yom Tov for them. So they had a problem every year that Tisha B'Av overlapped with their Yom Tov. So why didn't he tell me that every single year this family would not complete Tisha B'Av because it overlapped their Yom Tov? Which means you're telling me that they would continue fasting on Tisha B'Av into the 10th of Av till nightfall, and then they would break their tainus. The only time that he said that we didn't complete it is a case where Tisha B'Av was moved to the 10th. It was mamash on the Yom Tov that we didn't complete. It means had it been every other year, which it came out to be an Erev, the Yom Tov, the Tishma was the Erev Yom Tov for them. They were mamash on the Tainus. So you see that you're mamash on the Tainus.
It's a very interesting thing that they were koveya. I mean, they could have foreseen this problem, obviously, that you would have the situation where that right. Tisha B'Av observed is going to be the 10th. So
right.
There's a shaila about whether how they observe Tisha B'Av and Bayis Sheni, right? This would...
the Gemara is mash. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is mash when the Beis Hamikdash, so they didn't fast the Tisha.
And this would seem to.
What?
I don't know.
See, if Parsha, that would be mashma.
They didn't fast on Tisha B'Av when it was the second
Mitzvah. So Parsha B'Av means that they continue this the status of a Yom Tov even after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, because for them that was because Rav Elazar Reb Tzadik was in the same generation as Rav Yeshua and Rav Gamliel, etc., and that was after Churban Bayis. So Amar Ravina. So Ravina said back, Shani Yotzer Shal Divrayim, this Yom Tov of the celebrating of the bringing the Korban, the day of the bringing the Korban, Shal Divrayim, which is Tishra was also rabbinic, but I mean, it was that's Medivrei. This was like a lower level of the Rabbanon. But actually, Miss Adam Boy shows. Since the law is you'll be allowed, on such a day you're allowed to fast for a short period of time, show some hours. Mashimon Boy Arvius. Therefore, when it came out to be that the fast day was the Erev of it, you would complete the fast of the Erev going into the day of the Yom Tov and finish it off, because you're allowed to fast for a few hours on that day. But Shabbos, the scenario which we're dealing with in case of you're not allowed to fast even for a minimal amount of time on Shabbos. So there, Rebbe Neil's point was in Mashimon Boy Arvius, we do not complete the Tainus when it comes out to be Erev Shabbos. We do not complete the Tainus. So you were asking me that we see that this is what they did at Halakha L'maaseh in the generation of Rabbi Gamliel, that they fasted into the 10th of Av. I mean, they were mashed in the Tainus, not like Rabbi Gamliel, and this is on the generation of Rabbi Gamliel. No. Yeah, that's true, they did that, but that's nothing to do with, that wasn't the issue. The issue was a case of Shabbos, which is more chomer. And there, Rabbi Gamliel, the minhag was like Rabbi Gamliel in his generation, they Halakha L'maaseh, that they did not fast. Okay. So Omer Rav Yosef. Lo Shemili Hoshmaita. So Rav Yosef, the more says, Rav Yosef became very ill, and he forgot his learning. And he would they would discuss things in the Beis Hamikdash. He said, I don't remember this. Lo Shemili Hoshmaita, I don't have a recollection of this discussion. Says Talmidim would remind him. Amar le'Abayis, Abayis said back to Yosef, Ata Martin Nielon, you taught us this. Veho Amartin Nielon, and you taught us this in conjunction with the following discussion. We quoted before, Ein Gozen Tanis Alatibur Barosh Hakadoshim. So that whole brayso which said that you. The Rameir quoted the name of Rabbi Gamliel, that Rameir was Moida, that you don't complete the Tainus. So that was the price that you had before. So you told us that price. Then Verminola, you also told us, regards to this price of the following. Omer Yehuda Merav, Zu Divri Rameir, Shomer Mishum Rabbi Gamliel, Vachamim Armim Misano Mashlim. So you quoted to us that there's a disagreement. The Chachamim say that you are mashlim. So Moses says, "My love, isn't that referring to Akulu?" So now the Brice has discussed Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, and Erev Shabbos. Right? The Brice has four cases. The case of the Tainus fell out to be on Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, or Tisha, which came out to be on Erev Shabbos. So the Chum said, on all of them, Misano Mashlim, including Tisha B'Av, which comes out to be Erev Shabbos. So you see a fast in Erev Shabbos, you are a Mashlim. Which is low, no. A Chanukah Purim. That which the Chum say, Misano Mashlim, is going on Chanukah Purim and Chanukah Purim, but not on Erev Shabbos. Which is Hachanah Mistar, this answer that I just told you. We'll see. The more says it's that this answer that I'm telling you that they only argued on Hanukkah and Purim, but not on Erev Shabbos is Mistabra. Okay. If you're going to tell me that Rav Yehuda, right? Some Rav Yehuda Marav, that Rav Yehuda Marav said the Chum say you're Mesanu Mashlim. So, at the beginning of the sugya, we said the Rabbah says he asked Rav Huna, he didn't know. He went to the Shiva or Rav Yehuda, he asked Rav Yehuda, he didn't know. What do you mean he didn't know? Rav Yehuda Marav says that the Loch is Mesanu Mashlim. The Chum say you're Mesanu Mashlim. So what do you asked me a case of Tisha B'Av comes to be at an Erev Shabbos? What's the halacha? And you have a fair shalom. You quote the chum and say that you're fast. You complete the tithes. So what do you mean you don't know? Haboy minay Rabba. Now here's the use of Rabba. Me Rav Yehuda. Vole poshet le. Rabba asked of Yehuda. Yehuda didn't answer him. So what do you mean didn't answer him? He has a chum explicitly saying you do finish. So Alamai, you see that we're right that. Tisha and Erev Shabbos, they didn't discuss. They were discussing Hanukkah and Purim. Okay. More than 1 second. The Tameich, but according to your thought process, that you're asking me that why didn't Rav Huna answer? Rav Huna didn't answer either. So that's also going to be problematic. Why didn't Rav Huna answer? Hodadorash Marzutra Mishmei de Rav Huna. Halacha Misanu Ma'ashlim. That he quoted the Rav Huna said the loch is your misano mashlim haboy minei rabo mi Rav Huna b'le poshulei. Why didn't Rav Huna answer rabo? The same problem. So what are you forced to say? Eloha mikame de shemo v'hol the boss of the shemo. So chanami hol the mikame de shemo hol the boss of the shemo. Rav Huna originally when he asked the question he didn't have an answer. Later on he got more information or he thought about it. This is the meaning over that he heard from Rav. The Rav says that you're Misano Mashlim. So this story took place before he had an answer, and later on he got an answer. So Rav Yehuda also will tell you the same thing. So loch is that we are Mashlim. The way the Mor reads just in the math is a little bit difficult to understand because the story was that Rabba says we were in Rav Huna's yeshiva and we asked Rav Huna, he didn't know. The Mor saying, but later on he found out, which means Rashi says he heard from Rav. Right? The Mor says in Kedushin that Rabba was born the day that Rav was nifter. So you do your math. Rabba can't ask the question to Rav Huna, and Rav Huna can go back and hear from his Rebbe Rav. When Rabbi was asking the question, well, so partially after means afterwards he heard from other Talmidim of Rav that this is what Rav had said. You have to learn according to that. Let's hear Rashi.
How did you get?
What?
How did you get?
How did I get that? If I recall correctly, the Moran tradition says that Rabbi was born the day Rav was nifter. So Rav can't ask Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, I don't know. And then go ask Rav and then go back to Rav and answer him if Rav was dead already. If Rav was asking Rav Huna a question, Rav was dead already. Zok Rashi.
Rav only looked like 40. I'm mistaken about that.
Rav and Abaya. Rav.
Maybe Rav. Okay.
Rav lived to 40. Rav, I'm not sure how long it. Let's see Rashi. Mibnei Sanoab, so Ben Binyamin. Mishpacha hi mi Sheva Binyamin. It was a family from Sheva Binyamin. Shinofalem girl, they got the decision, the carbon eitzim, to bring the carbon eitzim, but Yud Ba'av on the 10th of Av, B'mei Ezra. So just to answer your question, Russell, I mean, when they were rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash, they needed wood. The 10th of Av, they needed wood. So this family was the one who was chosen or presented himself and offered to bring wood that day. That became their established, for that family became an established Yontif forever. Lacher Hashabbos, who a Sarbov, Avi Yom Tishalon. So Tisha B'Av came out to be on Shabbos. They pushed off Tisha B'Av to after Shabbos, which is on the 10th, which is our Yom Tov. So we said we fasted, but we did not complete the times. Time is the Yom Tov. The only problem is because they were fasting on the day of their Yom Tov, personal Yom Tov. But Shar Tes B'Av, but any other Tisha B'Av, even though they always had the problem, their Tisha B'Av went into their 10th off, which is their holiday. By Mashlim, and Avi should call Tisha B'Av Havi Erev Yom Tov Shalehem. And they fasted. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, Bederesha Rabbi Gamliel Hava, Kedatanya Bebeye. Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, Pamim Harbe, Nichnasi Acher Abba, the Beis Rabbi Gamliel. I used to go with my father to Rabbi Gamliel's house. So Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok is saying, in the time of Rabbi Gamliel, we fasted on Tisha B'Av going into our holiday.
It's interesting. There is a point raised that like an individual versus a rabbim.
That's really the more tarot of shining out the shal divrei. That's really what Ravina's answering.
Because I mean, you have. While it's a, it might be an individual, it's like a neder, you know?
It doesn't seem to make it a halacha of neder.
Because then it would be like a daraisa.
Which potentially could be a daraisa. It doesn't seem to have them in neder over there. So Rabina said back, Shani Atha Shal Divreyim, Drabonon, Gan Hai Karban Eitzim, this Yad of the Karban Eitzim, think about it for a second. What did he say? Halvakala, what's lenient? She was standing by the shows. You can fast part of the time. He said, we fasted on the day. We just didn't complete it. What do you mean fast on the day? You can't fast on Yom Tov. You can't fast on Yom Tov even for a short period of time. So obviously that this Yom Tov was more lenient. So Yom Tov, you're allowed to fast on it partially. Therefore, in a case where you, the fast is the day before, we complete the fast of the Erev, even going into the day of the Yom Tov. Klamar, which means to say, Mutal Hashim Erev Oysa Yom Tov Likonis Mitzecha Keshumon. You're allowed to enter that day in a state of fasting. And the actual day itself, you're allowed to fast partially. You can't fasten it at all for the purpose of Titus. So also you can't complete the fast of Erev Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. But if you're completing the fast of Erev Shabbos, you mean you're fasting part of what's Shabbos because you wait till Tetzin Kechofen. So here's the Lashmili Hashmaita, the Kaba Ula Le'el Alacha Kuriyasi. I never heard this Alacha. I don't recall the statement of Ula that we passed like Rabbi Yosef that you're mashlim. So if I sit back at the martin alone, Rabbi Yosef Rashi explains, Rabbi Yosef Chol, Rabbi Yosef got sick. Meshachat Talmud, he forgot his learning. Why Abaya Talmidoy Maskiris, Abaya, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef, was reminding him. You told us this statement, and you told us that Zudiv Remeir, Damaliel Mishum Rabbi Gamliel. Remeir said to Rabbi Gamliel that the law is that Moira Hoyeshein Mashlim, that you do not complete the fast. Okay, Tisha B'Av Shechal Vios Erev Shabbos, that you do not complete the fast. But Rav said that of Chachamim Armrim Misanu Mashem, you do complete the fast. So my love, Chachamim Akulu Kaimi, they're arguing in all of them that Bein Achanaka Upurim. Bein Erev Shabbos. They're arguing on both of those. Okay. Umina Agmar Rav L'Rabbi Yosi B'Loshen Chachamim Shomino Halacha K'Rabbi Yosi. If Rav presents the position of Rabbi Yosi that you're Mizanah Mashlim, and he calls him the Chachamim, means he's saying that's the Ikur Psak. You're giving them the status of the Rabbi. The Mor says, no, it's only going on Chanukah Purim. Because the Sukhalat Kulu Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda is going on all of that. So Haboimene Rabbi Mir Rav Yehuda Kirmin Liel also the Kamei the Rav Yehuda will have a Yehuda. He asked Rav Yehuda didn't know, and now he knows. The Teretz is this is talking about Chanukah Purim. Now it's talking about Erev Shabbos. Misano umashlim be'erev Shabbos. The Mor says that Marzut just said you complete the tainus. So how do you understand that? Oh boy, you rabbi me Rav Huna liel v'leipashli. He asked Rav Huna. Rav Huna didn't know. So the Bosh of the Shmua, that was before, and later, he didn't know. Later on he heard. The Bosh of the Shmua, Rav Huna, me Rav, lahai. Later on he heard Rav saying this, Rav said this. Avachamim Armim, this quote that Avachamim disagreed. So how do Agmar, the Marzucha, then later on, his Talmud, Rav left, and Marzucha came a few years later, whatever it was. He taught his Talmud, Marzucha, by the way, you know, your feet, you complete. When Rabbi asked him, he didn't know about that information yet. So Chanami, the Rabbi Yehuda, the same answer you'd have in Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, Tamid the Rav Havel. They're both Tamidim of Rav. That's all the Jerahadu, we'll call Marvin.